So I have this fantasy that basically ends up with me getting a big cock in my ass, but in a nice way, so to speak, if that's a thing. So in this fantasy, you and me have been kicking it for a while, and we are golden, like getting up to all sorts of sexy hijinks and shenanigans. And one of the things that I've noticed as we get to know each other is that you seem to have a really good time, like just eating ass. And not gonna lie, like at first it was weird, and what not weird that you like eating ass, like that's absolutely fine, but like weird for me, like being on the receiving end of that, like just really self-conscious. But your constant kind of reassurance that I look and I smell and I taste good, if not like quite desirable. Plus the fact that getting roomed feels fucking amazing. So it's turned into something that we both enjoy and get something out of. So after let's just say a big session of fucking, when we're having a cuddle afterwards, and I tell you this, and I let you know that if you're up for it, I wouldn't mind trying like a little bit more butt stuff. And I tell you that my last experience, okay, just it wasn't so positive. We'll just say like it wasn't consensual, I wasn't like prepped already in any sense of the word, and like it was rough, it was really rough, and it put me off for quite a while. But then there's been this shift in my thinking, and every night, like almost every night for months now, when I'm trying to get to sleep at night and I'm stroking and fingering my pussy, the image in my mind's eye that always gets me just over the edge is a cock sliding into my ass, and I don't know why. I don't suppose it matters really why, but I tell you all of this, and of course you are lovely and kind and caring, and luckily for me, you're up for some butt stuff too. But you'll kind of just let me know that we're gonna take it easy and do a bit of butt training, so to speak. So we do, over the next meanwhile while when we hook up, you incorporate a little bit of ass play here and there, a rimming, a little finger inserted while you're going down on me. Cock slaps on my ass when you jerk off to the point of coming, because my like poor pussy just can't take any more of your pounding. Resting the head of your hard cock at the entrance to my ass and just pushing just really gently the tip of your cock head with just the slightest bit of pressure. So we're at your place, and you run us a bath with oils and that girly bath shit. You know you've got you just keep on hand for moments like this. So we jump in the bath together. It's all hands and stroking and caressing and cleaning each other and sighs and deep, like sensual kisses, and it's really calm and it's relaxing. And the water is soft and soothing, and you have one of those really deep baths where like there's more than enough room for both of us, and you lean me back so my arms are hooked over the bath edge and I'm floating with you kind of poised in between me, my open legs resting on your shoulders, and you just go to town on my pussy. Licking folds and pulling back the hood of my clit and rubbing it with your pointed tongue and sliding in a finger, big hands, stroking my thighs and over my tummy, catching a hard nipple between your fingers and just pinching. And I'm at just the right angle so that when I look at you between the valley of my breasts, it's just the hottest fucking thing when you look back at me all lusty eyed, just while you fuck my pussy with your mouth. And I come, like, how could you not come with that level of attention to detail that you give, pussy? Holy shit, I am so ready for some butt stuff action. Let's just get to it. You know that I want your cock, and I know that I want your cock, and I'm really not above begging for it, so let's keep going. But you are a dickhead, and you're just intuitive and frustratingly gentleman-like, and you know what I need when you take charge, and you kind of stop me from moving too fast. So we're out of the bath and you dry me, taking your time to rub all of me down. And you get me to lie on my face down on the bed and you massage me on my neck, on my shoulders, back, on my sides. Just working down over my legs and back up to my ass, just not going anywhere near where I want you to go. And the fucking tension is torture. You just keep going, you just keep going, and oh fucking Christ, finally you prop my knees up under me and I'm just fully open and exposed, and you use the flat of your hand to run over my ass cheeks with each, like, tantalizingly slow pass. You edge closer and closer to my asshole opening, and then you go down to my pussy. You slide in a finger each time you pass my pussy, and then you go back up and slide a finger in my ass, and you keep doing this. And in this fantasy, there's like no risk of cross-contamination or potential for UTIs. So we're good. Don't overthink it. We're all good. So you slide a finger in my ass, and it feels really good because we've been training for this. And you just keep checking in with me and making sure that I'm okay and it feels good. And I tell you it feels good and that I want this and that I'm ready. I'm so ready. I want your cock in my ass. And you flip me over so that I'm on my back. And you shove a pillow under me so that my ass is kind of angled up to where your hips are. And I ask you why. Oh, what are you doing? And you say it's because you want to see my face and make sure that I'm okay, and that's really sweet. So you get some lube and you give yourself a few pumps of the lube, and I go, dude, you know you've got a big raging hard dick, right? Like, you're going to need a few more pumps of that. just lube it up, like, yeah, just more than what you think you're probably going to need. And so you give a few more pumps, and you cover your cock and you use a finger in the inside of my ass and the outside of my ass. So the head of your cock is resting on my ass, and you push forward and you slowly ease into me, and fuck, it stings, it burns, and you ease back out, and you use your hands to run up and down my legs, and you rub my clit, and you ease forward again, and this time, just not stopping until all of your cock heat is inside my tight ass, and it still burns, but I just beg you to keep going, because I know it's going to feel really good, and when you're about halfway in, and you slide back out, and you move forward. Each thrust is just going slightly more deeper, and then when most of your cock is inside me, you start moving, and then you stop moving and you just rest on top of me, letting me adjust to the fullness and the stretching, and you're kissing me and you're stroking my clit, telling me how good my tight ass feels wrapped around your cock, and I'm good now. It feels good now. It feels good for me too. And just the pressure and the feeling of just being full. I want you to move. I want you to move faster. I want you to fuck me. Just fuck my ass. And because it does, it feels good. It feels so good. And I want you to come on my ass, because I know you've been building up to this too. Just fuck me until you shoot a hot load of cum inside of me and then pull straight out. Like, just, you blow the biggest fucking load and then you pull out. You leave streams of cum just flowing out of my ass, and you immediately head downtown and look up all of that cum just holding it in your mouth, and then you scoot up and you lie down next to me and you kiss me, and I take all of that delicious cum that's been on my ass, like from your balls through your dick and my ass into your mouth and then into my mouth, and I swallow it, and it is fucking yum. So, yep. Oh, that took an unexpected turn. I wasn't really expecting it to go. And so, and then you make me a cup of tea, because that seems like a natural thing to do after getting fucked in the ass. You make it just the way that I like it, like strong milk, no sugar, and we cuddle. Just all arms and legs tangled together, talking, laughing. And then drifting off to sleep. And it was fucking awesome and really, really good. And it's definitely going to happen again. Maybe not tomorrow or the next day, but fuck, yep, we are doing that again. And Jesus Christ, I'm so fucking horny now. Shit. So, thank you for listening. That's my getting fucked up the ass fantasy, and I hope you enjoyed it. And if you still happen to be listening, I've only been on GWA for a month or so, and I love it, like the posting of my own stuff and then listening to other people's content and discovering how sexy words and different sounds can be. And I really love the comments and the sexy chats on the side and the really polite way all you sexy motherfuckers ask if I want to see your cocks. And even when like people tell me that my accent is sexy, which I just find ridiculous, because for me it's the most common, like, bogan type of accent. Like, bogan's like the equivalent of white trash, I guess. But yeah, that's me. And I genuinely just, so many really lovely people who make me feel really sexy and kind of like safe enough to post something like this, and it's a lot of fun, so I appreciate you. And yeah, intimacy, yuck. I'm gonna run away now, because yep. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. Bye.